it was some sort of inside job. And what I mean by that is the bomb went off on a road, not around any other cars. And so I suspect, and this is speculation, come on, we don't know about Russia, that I suspect that it was remote controlled. It was apparently put under her seat. They could have blown it up in the parking lot, but they would have killed other people. Someone could have been passing. So what I suspect is that they had good surveillance on Daria. They knew her route. They knew she'd be there. She knew that someone got in the car. It was either her or her father. Anyhow, was a valid target. And they killed her. And it was a message. It was an internal message. Only the Russians inside the Kremlin could understand it, to Putin.
Put into words what you think the message is.
I think the message was to Putin, be careful, reconsider Ukraine. If you keep failing, you're next.
And in terms of failing, does this mean performing poorly in Ukraine or being in Ukraine, period?
Well, it's one thing if he loses Crimea, we don't know that he is, but should he use, or big parts of the Donbass, and the Russian army just, you know, is completely obliterated in Ukraine. That's what they're basically telling him, is find a way out of this. I just can't imagine another message, because my alternative is looking at Daria as a valid target, a Ukrainian target, which makes no sense. She's not. You've got military leaders in Moscow. So I just sort of dismiss that the Ukrainians had anything to do with this. Yep. And there's so many Russians that are there, are have this fascist bent of you know, looking at Ukraine as subhumans. That, you know, there's just, she's just one of thousands. So it doesn't make any sense the Ukrainians did it. So I go back, it's an insider message. Somebody in the military or the FSB who knew what they were doing said, Volvo, as they call Putin, okay. Watch it.
Very last thing. Who else aside from him might this message be intended for?
It's the crazies around Putin, like his number two. Khrushchev and people like that. They're people in the Duma that are crazy. And they're just there. It's like almost a communists, hardline communists, telegraphing to the fascists like Dugin, watch it. You guys are idiots. Do not take Russia down.
Robert Bayer, former CIA operative. JJ Green, WTOP News.